Blog Talk Radio.
Bid 'em in, get 'em in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get out of business and get home tonight. Bid 'em in. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great grandmammy was a die homie queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid 'em in. Gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look, see. Cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid 'em in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Here's a bid of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let him look at her flanks. Bid 'em in. 350's bidding, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 6, 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick? We sick?" He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We're coming out here to you tonight from Sacramento, California. Our air date here is May 21st, 2019. Okay, and I see we got a caller calling in here from area code 302, the last 41337. How you doing this evening?
Shabaka, much love, much respect to you and yours.
Yes, sir. How you doing, brother?
I guess we're on course. I just wanted to bring to your attention there's a plethora of probably new callers that called in not only this week but last week. And last week,
okay,
I don't know what happened, but for the first time since I've been associated with Shabaka's Black Experience, I couldn't get in because it said all the lines were full. Is that what you got from your end?
Yes, sir, and all the lines were full, okay, and that there's a good and wonderful thing because, you know, we're trying to spread knowledge, drop knowledge and what have you. And then on top of it as well, too, is that we're getting the word out there and we're trying to, you know, do some positive things. And also, too, we're asking the people to check out our like page at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced where they can get updated on our upcoming shows and what we're doing. Definitely check out our theme videos of what we're showing from the West Coast. Also, too, we plan to be launching a project in the next few weeks called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced where we're going to be traveling, you know, all through California, all through Oregon, and also to all the way up there to Seattle, Washington. And I most definitely want to give a shout out there to all the RBGs up there in the Seattle, Tacoma area. Definitely want to give a shout out there to do the Knowledge Radio, also to the Black Eye Stand Radio, all to all the RBGs up in the Portland, Oregon area. Also to a shout out there to New Era Chicago for the great work of what they're doing, New Black Knowledge. Also to a New Era Detroit and MelanatedPeople.net. And also to, so we got one of our future callers calling in here, the one and only Mr. Isaiah. And going on with him there from the other side of the world there, you know, in Baltimore, Maryland. Brother Isaiah, how you doing this evening?
Yeah, man, what's going on, brother? I'm good.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Okay, yeah, we're talking, okay, what we're talking about tonight, you know, is the okay, is our general wealth of how we generated wealth contributed to the gross national product, not only to the United States, but also to France and not to England and what have you, to the whole damn Caribbean, man, if not the whole damn planet. And also to New Orleans, Louisiana, which had the largest slave market in North America about 1840. And it also became the wealthiest and the fourth largest city in the U.S. at that time. Now, another thing that what we have to look at when you're dealing with gross national products, okay, is that there's a total amount of goods and services that's spent in any given time, usually a year. But first of all, we definitely want to acknowledge what happened down there at Morehouse University, I believe yesterday or the day before, for a black billionaire, and I believe the brother's name is Mr. Robert Smith, has went off and paid off the student loans for all the graduating class there at Morehouse College. Yeah, and that day is some very, very great news, is because we have to educate ourselves, and also too we have to talk about these damn public indoctrination centers, and then also too, that's because we're looking at the systematic brutalization since we've been in this hemisphere about how we got the post-traumatic slave syndrome, the Stockholm syndrome, all combined into one. And that there's our ancestors, you know, the one and only Carter G. Woodson had dropped knowledge on us. You see what I mean? What's that there? 1933, 1934. Yes, sir. You know, that mindset, you see. So we definitely, you know, have to deal with that and address that issue as well, too. Yes, it's because this is how a lot of this negative shit keeps getting perpetuated generation after generation. Yes, it's because we have to educate ourselves, and then we're also, too, looking over here on the wild, wild west out there in Silicon Valley. We make a very, very little of the entrepreneurs and the people working over there with the tech giants and in social media. So hopefully with the example that Mr. Smith said over there at Morehouse College, hopefully we get a lot of innovators and entrepreneurs going on this because we have got to become producers. You see what I mean?
Right. No more consumers.
Yes, sir.
Be producers.
Yeah, we got to be consumers and start building up, you know, our domestic product and building up our resources as well, too. And then also, too, another thing I want to comment on today, ladies and gentlemen, I saw some of the most redundant, dumbass shit today from the U.S. Congress where this brain-dead Negro, Dr. Ben Carson, who did not even
Uncle
know
Ben, Uncle Ben,
and then what
again.
It is, you know, he was being asked, you know, about functions that's going on there at the Housing Urban Development Department, in which he's the chairman. And when they asked him what is REO, meaning real estate owned, he comes back there and says there's a box of Oreo cookies or some redundant shit that's going on with that. Yeah, so we're in some very, very interesting times right here. So, ladies and gentlemen, so please give us a call. Join in our conversation tonight at 646-564-9630 and press 1 to speak live on air. Okay, Brother Mandela Khan, what's going on there with you, man? And thank you for calling in once again.
Yes, much love, much respect to each and every one of you. May 21st, 2019. And as we remember what we forgot or recognize what we refuse to recognize, that's the birthright. And we're talking about commodities. We're talking about political economies worldwide.
Yes, sir.
And we got to think creator. And when you think creator, we got to put on the table from Occupy Wall Street, Black Wall Street, or whatever Wall Street, what a commodity is. And when I put this commodity on the table, you're going to remember what you forgot, and then you're going to know what your birthrights entail. First off, Wall Street had commodities. The number one commodity on Mother Earth is Mother Earth herself. That's the number one commodity, not a penny, $100 bill. Number two is the African indigenous woman, her original carbon DNA of her universe and uterus. She is number two, the second commodity. Number three is the African indigenous man and his phallus. That's number three. Number four is melanin. As we speak, melanin is $390-something dollars an ounce. Now, that's one, two, three, four. Now, if I mention five, six, seven, eight, that's gold, diamond, silver, and oil. Gold, diamond, silver, and oil is what the illegal alien, European invader, immigrants who came out the mother country and set up their monopoly Ponzi scheme under white power. There is no gold, diamonds, silver, or oil in Europe, just like there is no indigenous African uteruses, thousands, and melanin. The melanin is in us, the people. So what I am saying is that divided we stand, together we all fall, because figures don't lie and lies don't figure. I can prove that the illegal alien European invader immigrant under the eagle is the minority on the planet Earth, and there is not a commodity in the European Union that should be traded on the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the World Trade Center, or what you would call Wall Street. Why? Because there are no gold, diamonds, silver, oil. There is no coffee, tea. There is no cocoa leaf. There is no poppy seeds. There are no cocoa in Ghana. There is no coltan. When we look at these gadgets, gizmos, and widgets that these laptops of notebooks and these phones, coltan is only produced out of the Congo. And if it wasn't for the coltan, the interconnected society could not even exist. So I'm so privileged and honored that I could bring this just like yellow cake. Under the nuclear weapons and nuclear power of white power, only in what we call Niger, yellow cake. Yellow cake fuels every nuclear reactor on the planet, but when it comes to us as African people, we don't have no nuclear reactors. And when it comes to chocolate, Hershey's and Mr. Goober and all that can sell candy, but there is no chocolate or cocoa in Europe. But here's the bigger picture. Right now, there's a video going out of a pregnant African indigenous woman that was assassinated by the Blue Cross Klan.
Right. And in Texas.
We may have the new Black Panthers, the old Black Panthers, the Huey Newton Gun Club, Save the Children, or I Give a Damn, or Farrakhan, or Mandelakhan. When it comes to those who's going to strike out for justice, they're not there. That's what I'm here to help us remember. Because that woman, if you watch that video, that Blue Cross Klan did one violation, which all of us are under the contract to serve and protect. He offensively touched her first and foremost, and then he performed a felony of physical assault when he tased her. And when she was on the ground, he gave her the taser, and then he pulled out his Glock and emptied out his Glock, which is not news because we know that we got people being hung today in 2019. And the state-sponsored terrorists from the Genesis with black elected officials, black attorneys, black judges, black police, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, who's not the spook that sat beside the door. They are witnessing this genocide, these atrocities. And when it comes to two eyes to one eye, who is taking out these state-sponsored terrorists? They're missing in action.
Right.
So internally, when you look at us, you can see us, and because of Nipsey Hussle, now the gangs are coming together and saying, stop the killing and start healing. We honestly realize that we are imploding on each other because 10 of us kill each other when a white policeman kills us. That's one. But the real deal is that black lives don't matter nowhere on the goddamn planet until they matter to us. That's why we are in total recall, people. So I love y'all so much, and I appreciate everything that everybody's bringing to the table because none of us are right until we have freedom, justice, and total independence. So I know the new Black Panthers did some shit. The old Black Panthers did some shit. We need them to do some shit. Save the Children, or I Give a Damn. Operation Save the People. Until we show that black lives matter to us and then show the minority white people that if you take one of our eyes, we can take two of yours. One of ours for two of yours. We must stand our ground and come together as one for all the bias and prejudice and this thing of I got this tribe or this gang. I'm a Hebrew Israelite, a Moor, Muslim, Christian. I'm not black. I'm not African. Y'all throw that shit in the trash because white people know that they got to have the lions, tigers, and zebras. They got to have the coltan. They got to have the chocolate. They got to have the bauxite, the chromium, uranium, plutonium. And it ain't in Europe. And even the cocaine and the reefer and the heroin is not in Europe. So how the fuck they going to put some laws over us? I love y'all, man. I'm going to rest the cake right there.
Yes, sir. Okay, Brother Mandela Kanye, we definitely appreciate you calling in. Okay, but also, too, you know, you're most definitely right about that of what you're saying.
It's that's
because
right.
Because we have to at the mindset, you know, of how we've been conditioned ever since in the haul of those slave ships. And this is why it's very, very important to recognize the Haitian Revolution. Yes, it's because Saint-Dominique was a major colony for France, and we know it today as Haiti. And then not to mention is that the French were very, very brutal to the slaves, just like the British were, just like the Portuguese and the Dutch were. You know, it was masochistic, it was barbaric. You see what I'm saying, which is the total suppression. But however,
the whole European culture was
very, very, Yeah, but another thing, though, too, there, Brother Isaiah, you know, that was a very, very huge commodity that I'm going to read right here was the auctioning of female slaves. And so this is why she was referred to as a jewel. It's because she was like a breeder. They treated her like a breeder, just like how people do pit bull pups today. She brought in very, very great deals of revenue. You see what I mean? You know, on the auction block. And then in our lead in tonight, our intro tonight, was bid him in by the one and only Oscar Brown Jr., you know, who had originated from Chicago, Illinois, as well, too. Now, here's some other information that I got right here about just how beneficial the slave trade was with the importation of the slaves. Okay, it's because, as we stated before, is that the internal slave trade became the largest enterprise in the South outside of the plantation itself, and probably the most advanced in its employment of modern transportation, finance, and publicity. And the slave trade industry, you know, developed its own unique language with terms such as prime hands, bucks, breeding and bed wenches, and fancy girls, you know, coming into common use. And then the expansion of the United States interstate slave trade contributed to the economic revival of one-time depressed seaboard states, you see. And then as demand accelerated, the value of the slaves themselves who were subjugated to sale increased. So therefore, you're looking at the revenue that's being generated off the slave market itself, particularly off the black female, number one. Plus, you're looking at the wealth that's being generated off the textiles and the commodities that they're producing, which is rum, alcohol, sugar. You see, that's what sugar is used, you know, to produce alcohol. You know, that's what you hear about all those pirates in the Caribbean drinking all that rum and all that old type of stuff. You see what I mean? And then also, too, some of the slave traders in the United States had moved their chattels, as they call them, by sea, with the route from Norfolk, Virginia to New Orleans being the most common route. But most slaves were forced to walk over land, similar to what happened to Chief Joseph's people with the Trail of Tears. Others were shipped down the Mississippi River from marketplaces like at Louisville on the Ohio River and Natchez, Mississippi on the Mississippi River. And then the traders, you know, created regular migration routes served by a network of slave pens, yards, and warehouses needed as temporary housing for the slaves. So therefore, you got to look at that, of how that contributed to the economy of buying lumber, building it, you see what I mean? Okay. And then, of course, you know, the tourism that came down into that city, spending their money there locally, you know, in pursuit of getting purchases for slaves, particularly, you know, the big plantation owners. You see, and all the slave trade with its hubs and regional centers, spurs and circuits, reached into every cranny of Southern society. You see, and very few people were untouched by this. You see, and New Orleans, Louisiana, where the French colonists had established sugarcane plantations and exported sugar as the chief commodity crop, became nationally important as a slave market and port, as slaves were shipped from there upriver by steamboat to plantations on the Mississippi River, and it also sold slaves who had been shipped downriver from the market, such as Louisville. And by 1840, it had the largest slave market in North America. It became the wealthiest and fourth largest city in the United States, based chiefly on the slave trade and associated businesses. Okay, now this is where you're going to get off into banks and insurance companies. It's because, as we all know, is that the insurance companies insured the slave ships and the cargo, and did not to mention, you know, all the spices, the sugar cane, and other commodities that it was bringing back to the ports of Europe and into the United States that it was developing as well, too. See, this is why it's very, very important that we got to start homeschooling our youth, you see, And I think I put up on my wall that Dr. Francis Cress Wilson gave a very, very excellent lecture about those black exploitation movies in the early 1970s to counterman the positive effect of what was happening with the Black Pride movement, the Black Liberation movement at that time. They said, started referring to our women as with a bunch of B words and all that, got all our men folk, you know, playing pimps and murderers and drug dealers and all the self-destruction shit, you know, within the black community. You know, then Hollywood perpetuates this shit. You see what I mean? But then when you have people who are trying to make positive films and what have you and to show the black experience, you know, the truth about it, you know, and our endeavors, you know, and our desire to stay alive, you know, they don't want to show you that. But yet they'll show you pictures of cats walking around with their pants sagging, killing each other, calling each other the NGR term. And like I said on previous podcasts, we have regressed 100 years in the last 50. But all of this is a social engineering project, and we all know this right here. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced coming to you here May 21st, 2009 from Sacramento, California. We're on here, you know, Mr. Mandela Khan, and also to the one and only feature commentator we got who's been with us since the beginning, old brother Isaiah. And so we're going to...
Right.
Okay, so what do so what's your input on all this here, Isaiah?
I agree totally with what you're saying, brother. And what's his name again? And the other brother. I agree.
That is Brother Mandela Khan.
I agree with both of y'all. Mm-hmm. Like you said though, it's an eye for an eye, mm-hmm. a tooth for a tooth. We just need to start, mm-hmm. you know, and we need to start to get all of you together is to start letting them be producers, no more of that mm-hmm. consumers BS. Like, we got to teach our youth to, you know, be strong, independent, and don't depend on other people that we doesn't really care nothing for us. And that's a real talk right there.
Yes, sir.
That's
why you got to. Mm-hmm. And this is what you got to do is that we got to because see, and I appreciate what Brother Mandela Khan is saying about the emphasis on the woman is because you see, as Minister Malcolm told us over 55 years ago, the woman is the first teacher of the child. And actually, it also made the statement is that no nation can rise higher than its woman. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You see what I mean? So therefore, you know, if any of the sisters are out there and they want to host a show on our platform to deal with that, they're more than welcome to do so. Just simply inbox us and we'll be happy to have it.
Okay.
Right. However, though, with this gentleman doing what he did. Oh, yeah. And then what this brother did down there in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? Ain't that what Morehouse College is down there in Atlanta, Georgia, I believe?
Yeah, they're from Morehouse.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of the historically black colleges and universities down there in the South, you see. So now, in this day and age, I think it's quite more simpler for a lot of our people, you know, to get their degrees online, you know, and we got some information on that on a like page that we like called the Oakland Boxing and Innovative Project. So we're going to ask all our listeners to definitely check that page out right there because there's an event that's coming up in October, you know, emphasis on education, and we need all the support that we can get. Now, also, we got to get some more banks going on is because what are the four factors of production? Land, labor,
labor,
and risk management.
Right.
See,
we got to learn all the
capital.
We need to do that first.
We
also need our school to know how to write, and also need how to teach to grow our own land, get our own money loan. Got to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to learn to do. Yep, we got to learn all the basics, and we can do it. We can do it, but if there's some,
you
know,
we can do it. And then just to show you just how vital.
Yeah, so brainwashed. I know it don't take no time to do it, but hey, like if we need to start doing something, you know.
Okay, well, what it is, man, you got to plant a seed somewhere, man. And me, and it's just I'm a man. Mm-hmm. It'll take about two generations to turn it around. It's because, like right. I said before, and I'm sure Mandela Khan, you know, would agree with me. And if you're still there, Brother Mandela Khan, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, now. When you had the Black Liberation Movement going on, man, in the key years that I lived through that I remember was from about 1967 to about 1973. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then what had happened on is that you had collusions with the counterintelligence program against the organization of black people, regardless if it was the Black Liberation Movement, the Civil Rights Movement, or that. J. Edgar Hoover said the main threat to the national security of the United States at that time was the Organization of Negroes. Now, if they're going through all of that to put in so much control on us and so much hindrance, then quite naturally, of course, that there just simply goes to show their greatest fear. And this is why they're
right.
doing their best to dummy down our youth in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
the 90s, the millennials, and what happened.
To the millennials and to now, yep. It's still going on.
Yes, sir. And then not to mention the fact when you had the Great Migration coming out of the southern United States to the industrial north, which would be about the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and what have you, had a lot of these trade unions that had the policy, you know, to discriminate against them.
Oh, yeah.
So once again, another monkey wrench in the works into the black male, because he's very central to get him back
mm-hmm.
into the home, because, see, the Trinity is the
right.
black man, woman, and child.
Mom. Right, the play.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, who was saying that there?
I was saying was you're right, and we do need a black male strong figure in the household because, only a strong black man only to teach his sons how to be men.
Yeah, absolutely. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that called in at a 678 area code, also at the 302 area code and the 919 area code, everybody's on mute. Feel free to join in this conversation. And as I always stated, which was key point that this platform has always made is about the homeschooling and getting our children about these public indoctrination centers so therefore they get a sense of themselves. Yeah, now, also, too,
and have you heard and these kids, our black youth is being bullied every single day. They kids commit
right.
their own suicide. When I post something, I see like it was like four kids committed suicide because they are being bullied, and the staggering
right.
teachers, their teachers ain't doing nothing, and them teachers also did some discriminated them and all that by cutting their hair and tell them how to dress
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. deprivation. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that there, on that there, Brother Isaiah, on the cultural deprivation. And then, once again, this is the miseducation of the Negro. It's about that good Dr. Carter G. had emphasized in his work. It's because as the black college student was going through the colleges, he was never taught to expand his mind. It was always go up there, get trained in a profession, go out, get a job with somebody else. But you don't see other groups of people telling their youth that. From what I'm seeing out here on the West Coast, and then just like what Mandela Khan was talking about in regard to all the silicon that they're stripping about the Congo, it pisses me off every damn time I see one of them ships coming from Asia through Frisco Bay. Why? They coming in there, man, with them cargo containers dropping that shit off, and that right down there in Silicon Valley, a Hewlett Packard. You know, for IBM. You see what I mean? For Apple computers and all that Dell computers and all this old type of shit. You see what I mean? But, you know, but we can ship a great deal of using me. Yes, sir.
If I may, let me just throw another scenario that won't be on BET, FCC, radio, or TV.
Right.
1063. Only in social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. The Ankh versus the Cross.
Right.
Only in Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook are you getting the real deal under the matriarch as a cross of white power versus the Ankh of the old world order. Now, here's what I can prove.
Aaron. Yes.
I can prove this. That the new kids on the block, the illegal alien European invaders, who in their own story said that they came to the new world. But here's what I can prove to all you Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Muslims, and Christians, and Crips and Bloods. That was our holy land, and they trespassed because our earth has been here under the old world order for millions and millions and millions of years. Now, that's one thing. But here's where the old world order has vetoed and overridden the new kids on the block, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence under the fondling fathers who set up a illegal contract that we didn't pray, vote, go to school, or shoot our way into slavery. I'm going to say it again from the genesis of the illegal alien European invaders trespassing on our holy land. We did not pray, vote, go to school, or shoot our way into not getting no 40 acres of the mule and reparations. And God damn it, in this revolutionary revelation, we are not to pray, vote, go to school, or shoot our way into freedom. That means that Black Lives Matter, and we're going to come together and use our chakras and our vibrations. And we are going to stop the killing and start healing internally. We're going to stop the killing and start building internally because of Nipsey Russell. No, the comedian. I said Nipsey Hussle. I'm telling you that we got a new ball game because we are ready to heal internally as soon as we stop harming one another. And if we get mad, we better smack white power with a wet paper towel. Currently, as we speak, we will not smack white power with a wet paper goddamn towel. But when it comes to getting our dandruff up, we're getting mad and we want to hurt somebody. When we usually hurt somebody under white power, it looks just like you and me. So what I'm saying, it's a new ball game right now because we have internally went through the genocide, the hardship, crisis, state of emergency of white power telling us that Africa is a third world. Africa's the first motherfucking world. Asia is the second world. And Europeans is the third world. They don't have no commodities. Our blood, sweat, and tear equity is what keeps them afloat. Our energy. That's why the 666, the original carbon DNA, this don't mess with the Egyptian mystery system. That's the recall of the matriarch. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is under the Bible, Torah, and the Quran. That dismissed the deity of a woman. Mother God has created every motherfucking white man and black man. Without goddess, there would be no God. So I'm just helping you remember what you forgot. Much love, much respect.
Oh, yes, sir. It's all good, my man. Yeah, it's all good. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why we have these platforms that we try to work with, other pro-black platforms as well, too. New Black Knowledge, Black I Stand Radio, Do the Knowledge Radio. Black radio networks and what have you, is because it's up to us to take care of us. Now, we all know what an explosion is, okay? What we need, black family, throughout the whole diaspora, on the continent, here in the Americas, is the exact opposite called an implosion, where everything comes together at once. It's because in this day and age of this technology, this advanced technology, where these individuals of unscrupulous natures are acquiring all this wealth, they're starting to move and shake. I mean, let's look at this bullshit that is going on there in Washington, D.C. you know, with Agent Orange. I mean, you know, now all of a sudden they're talking about impeachment. Hell, the damn U.S. Congress or some Senate investigative committee told this dude McGahn to show up there, he'd been summoned, and dude, you know, he's straight FTA. Oh boy, straight failure to appear. You see what I mean? So therefore, it's just showing you the hypocrisy of their whitewashing and their bullshit that is tumbling down. And they even are starting to see this here amongst themselves. See? And I'm loving this shit. And the reason being why is because it's going to force us to do the right things, because that's all who we got. They say, we can't do nothing for nobody else until we take care of our own backyard first. They say, universal law and principle. When you look all down through history, but due to the cognitive dissonance and the brutalization of this transatlantic slave trade, it had already had put in the mindset of us to be self-destructive anyway. Why do you think Sister Harriet Tubman had to take that 12-gauge with her until a lot of these big buff Negroes, you know, tipping the scale at 250, solid slave all they night, they lie 6'2½. Oh, I don't want to leave Master. You know, we can't do that. He's been so good to us. And what the sister do, she'll level that damn 12-gauge at him with them double barrels and say, look, fool, you got about 3 seconds to make your mind up. You're either going to be free or dead. You see, so therefore, so what we have to do is that we have to reach out and start the healing within ourselves and what we're doing to each other. And now that we got a few callers here on the line, you know, I'm just going to ask everybody out these various area codes if they would like to, you know, just what's going on in your community, you know, at these current times. What's happening out there with you, Brother Isaiah, over there, you know, in Baltimore? What's happening there, you know, in the black community? What kind of positive stuff they're trying to do there?
Nothing much, brother. You know, it's the same old bullshit every day. It's still on genocide. It's still on gentrification. All that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing that really, and not, it's not that much going on. So it is only, you know, just trying to boxing people, houses and apartments for the gentrification and all that stuff. So yeah, so ain't really nothing. Really nothing going on over here. Just the same old bullshit I see every day. Like all those convenience stores. There's some owned by other people, and all that stuff. So ain't nothing. So it's hardly ain't no black owned the business out here. It's some, but it's not. You know, it's not wide enough. It's not, you know, enough black owned business just out of my way. So, you know.
Okay, so what's happening out here on the West Coast, you know, as we all know, our people are still lost out here. The state of California is that they got an assembly bill down the street there in the state legislature talking about where the police officers got to use the least amount of force before they escalated into shooting their guns. But I also, too, want to comment on that. As Mandela Khan said, when they executed that sister down there in Texas, like what they did to Stephon Clark here in Sacramento, like what they did to Mario Woods in San Francisco, I've been doing research and I've been finding out that the families have been picking up money on wrongful death lawsuits in a few of the cases. Now, what I say, and I'm just putting it out there, instead of going after the taxpayers' money with that in that particular municipality or that jurisdiction or what have you, just go up there and attack his pension and have that cop, you know, give his pension, you know, to the survivors of the family. And also, too, and sue the city as well, too. So get that in addition to his pension and then cut the funding from him. So, because a lot of these PDs have had consent decrees, you know, issued to them, you know, for them to clean up their own house, and a lot of them failed to do it. And then, of course, you know, the commodity, you know, that they have amongst themselves to preserve, you know, what they're doing. Yes, sir. So, therefore, so any of our other guests, you know, that want to talk, just press one, and, you know, we'll get you on air right here. But two is that we have to look at the elders, you know, who laid lessons down there for us. You see, just like, you know, with other groups of people that they have. But they do. They leave their stories and their culture and their history behind. You see, a lot of us there, you know, were stripped of it and whatnot. But however, in Haiti, Cuba, and Brazil, they definitely have clinged on to a lot of the traditional values that came across with them on the passage. But it was something about when they got to this United States here, or the brutalization that they had gone on, the castration, the role reversal, you see? And just like information that we've done, you know, where the term Black Friday had came up from. From what I understand, this is where the white slave owners would take their young sons and go up there to the auction block and get up young black females. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what Black Friday was all about. But yet, though, they talk about these children, you know, these illegal aliens allegedly coming into the United States, held in these deportation centers. Yeah, and it's real foul. It's downright fucked up. But however, we got to look at what happened to our children on the plantation system that they never want to take no accountability for. See?
Brother Shabaka.
Yes,
Shabaka. Let me say this. You keep saying the word they. Let me just qualify something.
Mm-hmm.
May 21st, 2019, the illegal alien European invader, better known as white supremacy or white power, they have no jurisdiction in our lives. Let me say this from the Genesis.
Right.
If they had a green card, a visa, a passport, or a birth certificate, or a social security card that gives them permission, then from the Genesis, then we can honor their contract. However, in May 2019, if we want to go, if I say, come on, Sparkle, let's go to Jamaica, let's go to Africa, there should be no illegal alien, European invader, new kid on the block, for those who talk about the new world. There should be no rules, regulations, and restrictions that hinders our east, west, north, and south movement. What I'm saying to you is that the minority people, the illegal alien European invaders, they know that with their atomic bombs, their stealth bombers, and their aircraft carriers, they only have to have our submission that gives them permission. And what I'm telling you is that they know that there's never been a little white boy or girl born supreme over me and my people. That means that whatever contract under the United States of America, the Founding Fathers, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution, that shit is null and void. Why? Because they trespassed on West Africa, Ethiopia, called today the United States of America. So, in other words, we don't need no illegal alien European invader override telling me and you that if I get in a canoe in a on a lake and paddle me and you, and then the Coast Guard say, where you niggas going? No, that's an illegal contract. Because freedom, justice, and total independence comes from the birthright of the sovereign integrity and the independence and dignity of the people. I'm telling you that these new kids on the block and their new order, they are setting up genocide, and we are submitting to their way of life at the expense of our own. So we have to choose a new way of life and change of heart because of our birthrights. That's what we are remembering in May 2019.
Okay. All right, now, also, Brother Mandela Khan, I've heard you had mentioned this article of 567, and I'm just going to ask you to drop some knowledge on that, if you would please.
Let me say this. The Ponzi scheme of Washington the executive, legislative, and judicial branch is an illegal entity that even the people around Washington does not have their birthright. They can't even participate in their own so-called central government. It operates under foreign governments and corporations. It has nothing to do with 6 and Market Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the real capital of the people is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, under the common law court, the supreme law of this land. That's what Class Action 567 did, as it defeated the FCC and defeated the UCC, that defeated the FBI and CIA and Uncle Sam. Why? Because at the Constitutional Assembly, there was not even a white woman. There was not a Native American man or woman. There was not an African Indigenous man or woman. And so the founding fathers, when they set up this illegal contract, it was the system of genocide from the genesis that we are experiencing today. And Class Action 567 defeated the Commonwealth of the State of Pennsylvania, the real Supreme Court of the people, to where the transition of power comes through the bloodless revolution of the matriarch in Class Action 567. We are not a race. No one is a race in this country. We are all a class. There are 80% of workers and poor peasants, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, old, young, gay, straight, like 18% of so-called middle class that's shrinking, and only 2% the elite of the new world order, the new kids on the block, under state-sponsored terrorism, international cartel, under the FCC, under the Federal Reserve, under the IMF and the World Bank. Capitalism based on imperialism is put forth on behalf of the minority. What does the Class Action 567 does? It restores the birthrights, not the human rights or the civil rights, but the birthrights where every person is supposed to live and let live in one love, and every government is supposed to provide the most access to communication, water, food, clothing, and shelter, and health care to stabilize all municipalities. All municipalities cannot have freedom, justice, and total independence until the most access to the commodities of the municipality, of the county, city, state, and the federal level, all articles and assets belong to the people, not the foreign governments and these corporations who all do not reside in the United States of America. That's why Class Action 567 is the victory on behalf of the people, where they don't have to shoot out with the government. They don't have to go through any more anything. This is the exigency. This is what we would call, the, in the legal terms, people say a referendum. In the referendum, the right for freedom, justice, and total independence is the birthright of the people's bloodless revolution. And the people's bloodless revolution is not all black, and it's not all men. So black power is a counterpart to white power, but wrong power versus right power is that every government is supposed to provide the most access to communication, water, food, clothing, and shelter, and education. Not a big screen TV or a trip to England or a trip to Jamaica, but for the necessities that keep people stable in their municipalities, every government is supposed to do it. And there's not a government from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, UK, University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo, currently today, that's providing the most access to the women and children and old folks, because they are tyrants under white power from the King of England, the Pope, and the Roman Catholic Church. And that's why the Masonic Order, the Patriarch, they were never supposed to control Mother Earth, not Mandelakon, not Shaka, not Hannibal, not Noble Drew Ali, not Farrakhan. The mothers are the proper administrators and authority to appropriate and allocate Mother Earth's resources. She's the lover of the whole family, the municipality, the county, city, state, the neighborhood, the community, common unity. If the mothers are not given full control of Mother Earth's resources, all bets are off, and Mother Nature is going to destroy heart and the motherfucking army of the United States of America. And I can prove what I'm saying. So much love, much respect.
Yes, sir. Okay, so therefore, so what you're talking about there, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it's like the balance of power or the balance of nature is because of my research that I've done, the time I've been on this planet, right here, everything is pretty much a cyclical or cyclical, as they say, that operates off in a cycle. And this is what kind of kills me about what these flat earthers is talking about, that the damn earth is flat. And I'm of the personal opinion, man, I don't see a damn thing, man, supporting that at all.
If you look at pro-life, pro-choice, or the world is flat or the world is round, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal alien European invaders, white men can't jump. And I'm not talking about basketball. White men
mm-hmm.
could not get off the ground before the Wright brothers. If you look at the history of the United States of America, it's not coffee.
Right.
White men took our ingenuity and took our knowledge
right.
and our love, and they turned it into the Big Bang Theory with the caterpillars that blew smoke and the fire-breathing sticks that even Remington, Browning, Smith & Wesson, and Luca, it's not Mandelkind
mm-hmm.
or Chewbacca or Farrakhan's name on those weapons of mass distraction, right? So
right.
it's the Big Bang Theory. Fear, fake engineering, altered reality, because we heard thunder and lightning for millions of years, and none of us, and Raheem, Jose, Junebug, and Aaliyah disappeared. But when we chose to use their articles and assets to try to free ourselves, they got the atomic bomb. They got the aircraft carriers. You and I don't produce those self-bombers. We don't have no Black Hawk helicopters,
right.
no 50-caliber machine guns, but we got a Glock or Uzi or AR-15 talking about revolution. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is that we had a new president, and the mothers and grandmothers and the great-grandmothers, they're witnessing their families being destroyed with Raheem, Jose, Junebug, and Aaliyah in a war on drugs that is longer than any war under the Civil War
right.
and the Revolutionary War, and then the war on terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And they are unending
right.
wars that don't have no end, and you can't fight aircraft carriers and stealth bombers in a war on drugs and a war on terrorism when ain't no drugs in the white community and ain't no terrorism coming from any place but the white motherfucking community. So
right.
we got to make this decision quick or else we deserve these FEMA camps. We deserve this shit that's
mm-hmm.
coming down our way. And they're telling us
mm-hmm.
that the black woman is not to be respected nowhere on earth, and we reinforce it because look at how we kick our women and children's ass, but we won't smack white power with a wet paper towel with the new Black Panthers, the old Black Panthers,
right.
Huey Newton Gun Club, Save the Children, I Give
right.
a Damn. Ain't none of us striking out for justice, but we need a political win before we strike out. We can't strike out just because we're mad or we're upset. We have to have the political win. That's what paid the Pan-African Intelligence
right.
Network and the matriarchy here. That's the political wing of all the people who want the people's revolution, and we got to destroy the ego for what it stands by establishing what must be. No killing. We got to destroy the ego for what it stands that represents omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. I'm God. I got the power of life and death with an atomic bomb. I'm the ego now. Even all the other nations know that America is the fraud. Everybody knows that. So, you know, I can go on, but I'm going to stop right there.
Yes, sir. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we're winding down right here on this special edition of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. We're going to be on a hiatus next Tuesday, but in 2 weeks, we're going to be back in our prime time slot of 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's because we got a project that's going on right now that we're deeply involved in, and we're trying to expand this platform, you know, as well, too. And definitely we're working with other pro-black platforms, you know, New Black Knowledge, Black I Stand, MelanatedPeople.net, and we got to keep reaching out, you know, to each other. It's because, you know, we is all we got, and we definitely appreciate Brother Mandela Khan calling in tonight, you know, dropping that knowledge, yeah. And definitely stick with us, and definitely, you know, shoot us a comment on Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced on our like page on Facebook. Also, too, you can follow us on Twitter at Chewbacca, capital EXP. And we thank you also very, very much for tuning in tonight, May 21st, 2019, and we're signing off from Sacramento, California, and we're going to play a classic from the one and only Mr. Junior Walker and All-Stars as our outro.